Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Years. I mean, it's in the trillions of dollars. I used to work for the company that kind of invented socially responsible investing. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not into this socially responsible stuff all that much. But there are some things that I have very strong feelings about, whether it be religious or otherwise. Other people, I mean, I don't have any strong feelings on the gun debate, but I know it's a hotly talked about, especially today after the shootings and so forth. A lot of people want to have nothing to do with gun manufacturers or ammo manufacturers, et cetera, et cetera. Hey, I respect that. I may or may not agree, but this is America. We can agree to disagree, can't we? And I have normally said, well, you know, if I want to further my cause, I want to make the most money that I possibly can. So I don't mind having a little Philip Morris. I hate tobacco. Or, you know, some alcohol. I'm not a big, huge, I don't like alcohol either. I have a half a glass of wine. That's it for me. Yeah, so don't throw the winies out. Winos, I don't know. Anyway, I think you get where I'm going with this. Well, the Department of Labor's got to stick their big nose into this. Here's what they had to say. The Department of Labor, which oversees retirement plan funds, published guidelines. This just happened the other day. That said investments based on environmental, social, and governance issues aren't always a prudent choice, and that such factors shouldn't too readily be considered as economically relevant by fiduciaries. Now, you know that there's this massive movement to make anyone that gives any kind of retirement advice, whether it be on your 401k plan or your IRA, a fiduciary, being defined as you must put your customer or client's best interests ahead of your own. Of course, you should do that. But what if your customer or your client says, I don't want a mutual fund that has alcohol, drugs or tobacco, guns, and abortion? I don't want any of that. And you, and this can be done, I don't want to say fairly easily, but relatively easily today, in designing your own portfolios. I have friends that do it. So you can design your own mutual fund with your IRA accounts to exclude those companies that sell products you abhor. What's wrong with that? Well, your advisor may freak out when you say, this is what I want to do, because it may be a breach of his or her fiduciary duty. This is just one of many instances where the government thinks they know more for you and better for you than you know for yourself. There are certain people, I happen to be one of them, that if I feel so strongly about something, I don't care if I don't make money. I mean, I care, but if the reason I didn't make money is because I didn't have a tobacco company in my mutual funds, or I didn't want X-rated movie makers in with my stock picks, then so be it. So be it. I'll go elsewhere. I'll buy real estate or some other way to make money. That's just me. I'm not trying to impose that on anyone. I certainly didn't when I was in the advisory business. But there are many people that feel strongly about governance, corporate governance. They look at the boards and they say there are no females on the board. And there's no female in senior management. So therefore, I'm going to, you know, not own that particular company. I think companies have gotten better in the governance department. And I think Morningstar now does governance ratings and all that stuff too. But I want to put you on notice that if you get pushback from your financial advisor, it may be because they're worried about their breach, their potential breach of their fiduciary responsibility. Now, there have been a lot of studies done, and they seem to have diametrically opposed conclusions. Some studies have said, yeah, you make, you know, just as much money in a socially responsible fund as you do in any other mutual fund. I've had experiences that are the exact opposite. I think when you start to put restrictions on a money manager, I believe your chances of earning the highest potential rate of return go down. So it's a moral decision, and it's a personal decision. It should not be governed by some fiduciary rule where your advisor is talking to you about it. Maybe you didn't even know you could do this. There's a whole lot of people that would do it if they knew they could do it. But now the DOL is pretty much saying, nah, forget about it. If you're an advisor, you're just putting yourself at risk. And the more they do this, the fewer your choices are going to be. Alternative investments is another area. Now, if you want to invest your money the same way that the endowments invest your money, the so-called endowment model. Well, the endowment model, we're talking about Yale and Harvard and those big endowments that have billions of dollars that have beaten the tar out of most indexes and so forth. Well, they have a large chunk, 20, 30% or more, in what they call, we call, alternative investments. Could be private equity. It could be real estate. It could be private debt. It could be angel financing. It could be managed futures. It could be a whole bunch of different stuff. Risk, of course, there's risk, and maybe a lot more risk. But if you wanted to do that, now, if it's with retirement funds, there's a fiduciary duty that is presupposed out there by the Department of Labor, and your advisor is not likely to bring that to you. Can't blame them. Can't blame them. It's the government sticking their nose once again in all of our business. But that's just me. That's just me. Make sure you talk to your advisor about all these things. And if they won't actually invest the money in these types of funds, if this is what you want, then ask them how you can do it on your own, because you're not going to sue yourself for a breach of your fiduciary responsibility to yourself. All right, we'll take a quick break, come back with why the market may be 10 times more risky today than it was 10 years ago. Stick around. The Ray Program.
Ladies and gentlemen, the KFC Extra Crispy Kernel.
Bronze and gold, crunchy and tasty. This is a song about the crispy kernel. It's a new sandwich, and it's extra crispy like me. The crispy kernel comes in a $5 fill-up with wedges, cookie, drink, and a yacht. Okay, maybe not a yacht, but all them other fixings. Get the new crispy kernel sandwich in a $5 fill-up from KFC. It's extra crispy good.
Prices and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682, 1-800-591-1682.
Attention, Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
Biz Talk Radio.
I hope you're ready. We were just talking about that on TV, and I was singing that song in my head. Why, I don't know. But I said it was Barbara something or other. It's Barbara Mason. That's what it was. I think Barbara Lee. Isn't she the one that's in Congress? I don't know. I said Barbara Lee. What do I know? It's a pretty cool song, though. I was like 15 years old, had pimples all over my face, and I was starring in the school play, The Boyfriend. Opposite Lori Ide. Oh, man. She was quite the looker at 15. What did I know? Wonder where she is today. Oh, she's in the... Ew, forget about it. Okay. Retiring today is 10 times riskier than it was 10 years ago. I talked about this a month or two ago. And when I was reading through my notes this morning, I said, you know, there's all of these articles coming out. The Four Horsemen of the Retirement Apocalypse. Has the bear market started? Prepare for the next bear market in stocks. And I got thinking about, well, you know, what is going on in the marketplace today? So I pulled this out and I said, well, that's what's going on. The markets are just flat riskier. And you need to be prepared for that risk, prepared for a, quote, market crash. I'm not suggesting that it's going to happen. And when you look at the earnings season that we're having, I get less concerned because it's pretty smoking good out there. When I look at unemployment, the fact that interest rates are ticking up to 10 years above 3% and so forth, something we hadn't seen in a decade, it makes me less concerned. But let me go through this because Cowen Associates, one of the largest pension consulting firms in the world, did some mathematics on this. And I hate to use mathematics, but here's what they said. According to Cowen's data, a pension fund targeted to achieve a 7.5% return in 2005 could have more than 50% of the portfolio in bonds, reducing the risk and resulting in a standard deviation of 8.9%. That measures variability in returns. To pursue the same 7.5% rate of return today, the pension fund needs to have a much smaller percentage of bonds, 12%. Instead of 50% bonds, 12%, and the standard deviation rises to 17.2%, twice as more volatile, if you will. So he goes on, how can this data on pensions be applied to an individual retiree? This is written by Mark Cordazzo, CFP. To recreate this scenario, his firm used a Monte Carlo simulation, a risk and decision analysis technique that evaluates the outcome of portfolios over time using a large number of simulated variables to generate possible future returns. This mathematical process considers variables such as initial portfolio value, withdrawal rate, inflation, expected return, and the standard deviation, among other variables which may affect the portfolio outcome. It's used to imitate real-life situations, and in order to produce a meaningful result, these simulations are processed many times over and over and over using thousands of simulations. In utilizing this analysis tool, he found that the chance of running out of money during retirement today is more than 10 times greater than it was 10 years ago. That's frightening. That is frightening. For the scenario of the individual retiree in 2005, he used a 7.5% expected rate of return, 5% withdrawal rate, and adjusted for 3% inflation. The result was a 2.4% fail rate. This means only 1 in 40 people would have run out of money during a normal retirement beginning in 2005. To apply this to someone starting to withdraw today, he ran a simulation with the same withdrawal rate and inflation factors. But this time, the result had a fail rate of almost 25%, 10 times greater. So what does this mean for you? Well, I'll tell you what it means. It's absolutely true that retiring today is riskier, because bonds will not perform very well in a rising interest rate environment. That's the environment we're in. Just look back at how your bonds have done since we've raised interest rates the last 4 or 5 times, right? Not so hot. Floating rates have done okay, but you know what I'm saying. The safer bonds, the government bonds, the longer dated bonds, are the riskiest ones. So if bonds aren't going to do so hot in a rising interest rate environment, and stock valuations are pricey, as just about every metric that we use today tells us they are, just keep one thing in mind. There's a P, a price, and an E, earnings, and there's the ratio of price to earnings. If the earnings go up as they are, the price comes back down. So with this little shakeup that we've seen in the last few months, the P/E ratio's looking significantly better today than it did in January. But it's still way overvalued. And the cyclically adjusted price to earnings ratio is nosebleed levels. But that's not a good short-term predictor. So how do you deal in this environment? Well, I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I was just talking about the endowment model. An endowment model utilizes other alternative strategies that aren't directly linked to what happens on the Dow or the S&P. So adding alternative strategies, how much? 20, 25%. That's what the big endowments do. Some of them way more than that, but I wouldn't recommend that you do that. Now, does it take a really super-duper qualified financial advisor? You bet. And are there risks? The risks are different. Many times, the risks are liquidity. Trade-off may be liquidity or illiquid investments that you got to hang on to for 10 or 15 years to realize their potential. But that's not the way we're trained on Wall Street. We want velocity of money. We want to be able to move it quick and, frankly, get paid potentially over and over again. Although that's changing a little bit. So retiring today, 10 times riskier. But you can solve that problem by adding alternatives, by annuitizing, by using tax strategies. And that's one of the things that's coming up next, along with this crash that may be coming your way, how to deal with that. Stick around. It's the Ray Lucia Show.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Paid less for Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heart, for mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back. Hey, man, that is some cool stuff. I was dancing in my chair. It's pretty good. All right, so we were talking about the impending stock market crash. That's not a prediction. But when I read The Four Horsemen of the Retirement Apocalypse by a really smart guy and a smart lady as the bear market started, and then someone that I have great respect for as a writer and CFA, prepare for the next bear market in stocks. And this all happened in the last, 2 days. Well, maybe one of them was a little older than that. But you get my drift. So someone texted me and said, well, what's your allocation? Well, I don't have an allocation to give you. I mean, I'll give you a hypothetical. If you're retired and you want to generate income from your portfolio, I might do something like 25% of my money in some form of a guaranteed annuity contract and replace 25% of my bonds with that, because I'm going to get a better yield today, more than likely, with the option, I say option because you don't have to, of flipping that into a guaranteed lifetime income stream. So 25% annuity, 25% alternative strategies, real estate, private debt, etc., that gives me ongoing income and maybe a little bit of appreciation. The exact opposite of stocks, which gives you, most of your appreciation comes over the long term. Most of your gain comes from appreciation, and you get a little bit of income, right? So they don't correlate with one another. And then maybe 10 or 15% stock. So I'd be like a 40% fixed and a 60% growth-oriented allocation. Now, if I wasn't taking income, then I could drop the annuity calculation down. But remember, a lot of these give you guaranteed growth for purposes of calculating an income stream. Many of them will double, guaranteed, over a 10-year period. So if you're 55 and you put $100,000 in, you're guaranteed to walk with maybe $1,000 a month guaranteed for the rest of your life in 10 years, regardless of what happens to the market. So maybe I drop that down to 15% or 20%. And maybe my alternatives I can also drop down to 15 or 20%. Now my cash can go away at that point or get down to 5%. So I've got 60-65% or so that's left for the stock market. That would be my allocation if I was, say, 10 years from retirement versus in retirement. But you got to discuss that with your advisor. And a lot of it has to do with, do you have pensions? What's your Social Security look like? Are you married? You single? Et cetera, et cetera. Okay, Larry Swidrow wrote a month or so ago, The Four Horsemen of the Retirement Apocalypse. One, historically high valuations. Yep. Two, historically low bond yields. Getting higher, but yep. Three, increasing longevity. Yep. And four, risk of long-term care. Yep. He is a smart guy. I told you he's a smart dude. He hit it on the head. How do you deal with this? Well, historically high valuations, I just told you. You have assets that have nothing to do with the stock market. And in retirement, I had 50%, 60, 65% had nothing to do with the stock market. And by the way, if you're going to invest in the stock market today and you're going to avoid the international and emerging markets, that's a mistake. Because emerging markets are about two-thirds cheaper, or at least 50% cheaper, than U.S. domestic stocks and way cheaper than the fangs. So that's how you deal with high valuations. Historically low bond yields? Yes. An annuity contract that tracks stock market returns and doesn't offer a loss in a rising interest rate environment will most likely beat the return of bonds. And that's not me saying that. Roger Ibbotson from Zebra Capital just came out with a massive study that supports that theory. And it's one of many studies. That's the bond yields. Increasing longevity? Yep. Having a guaranteed lifetime income solves that problem. And the risk of long-term care? That is a conundrum. Because if you're insurable and you can buy coverage, then run, don't walk, and get it done. Because that's the big unknown. So many people think they can self-insure. I think I've got a question on that in my email bag today. But it's illogical for most, unless you're Bill Gates, to self-insure that. In particular, if you want to leave some money behind for your kids. So that's what Larry Swidrow had to say. Cheryl Raynard wrote, "Has the bear market started yet?" Quoting Jupiter's independent funds, she's going through and saying this: markets have recovered a little from their earlier slide, but never with any vigor, V-I-G-O-U-R. You always know that they're British when vigor is spelt with an O-U-R. This pattern is not unusual in bear markets, which do not tend to follow a linear path downwards. For the S&P 500, every bear market since 1871 has had a short-term rally in the middle of it. Ooh, is that what it looks like today? Short-term rally? And she goes on to quote PE ratios being high, cash levels the lowest level since 1999, risk at the Federal Reserve, and so forth. Ben Carlson writes, "Prepare for the next bear market in stocks." But Ben is far more rational. He says this: how bad is it going to get? How bad is it going to get? And how long do you have to wait for it to get better? Quote, "We've witnessed two of the largest market crashes in history this century alone. So you should forgive investors for assuming stocks will get cut in half every time they go to bear market territory. History tells us enormous market crashes are rare. Since World War II, there have been 15 separate bear markets. Only three of those produced losses exceeding 40%, and there were three separate downturns in the 30 to 40% range. That means stocks fell no more than 30%, two-thirds of the time, the median drop 26%. Folks, if you cannot tolerate a drop, and on average a 26% drop, then you should not be in the stock market. And then finally, I went back and looked at history. And I went back in history and I looked at the worst stock market crash in history, the 1929 dismal stock market, where people were literally jumping off of buildings. Now, I know what you're thinking. It took almost 25 years for the market to recover the 1929 crash. That is not true. That is not true for a couple of different reasons. The first reason was back then we had deflation. The consumer price index in late 1936 was more than 18% lower than it was in the fall of 1929. If prices go down 18%, then the impact of the stock market going down is more subdued than what people thought. Your purchasing power went up. Capiche? Next, dividends. That, you know, 25-year number didn't include, what, a 5% or so dividend yield? And then the Dow Jones Industrial Average, when looking at it, had different dynamics. They pulled IBM out of the Dow. It was like the best performing stock for many of those years. So what's the real number? The real number is the bounce back took 4.5 years from the low in mid-1932. By 1937, you'd recovered everything. There's a lot to say about the stock market and how patience pays. So employ the endowment model, diversify your equity holdings, and be patient.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. 23.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. You know, the other day I had lunch with a financial planner, a very brilliant financial advisor. And we were talking about this whole longevity planning thing, and this particular individual was picking my brain on some recommendations for one of her clients. And we were talking about the fact that they had a muni bond portfolio, and they had some mutual funds and IRAs and all that stuff. And a big Roth, I mean, like a six-figure Roth IRA. And she asked me about whether or not it would make sense for her to dump the muni bonds in this person's portfolio and buy taxable bonds inside the Roth IRA, which, quite frankly, is a brilliant move. Now, typically, when we look at Roth IRAs, we say, well, let's grow it, and we'll leave that money to the heirs, and they'll get a big tax-free inheritance. But it depends on what you're trying to do. You want to make your heirs rich, or do you want to manage your tax bracket while you're in retirement and make yourself rich? I don't know. So but she had a question, and it's one that has never been asked of me before. She said, what happens to an annuity? She was going to buy like a lifetime income annuity. What happens when you exceed your basis? Well, first off, what does that mean? Well, if you buy an annuity and you outlive your life expectancy, then at some point you will have gotten back all of the premium or principal that you've put into that annuity. Buy an annuity for $100,000, I get $10,000 a year. After, you know, 10, 11, 12 years, I've gotten all my principal back. At that point, 100% of the money that I get from the insurance company is taxable at ordinary income because they have no basis left, right? But in a Roth IRA, it's always taxable. Tax-free. So if you think about it, if you happen to be in one of these joint life annuities, husbands and wives, and you can take something like 5 or 6% out of your portfolio every single year for as long as you live. And remember what I said last week, there's a bit of an arbitrage that tilts the scale toward individuals that are wealthier and healthier. In other words, you get to game the system legally. An annuity is far better for that individual than someone, you know, that is in ill health or is not as wealthy. Wealthy people have better access to healthcare and medicines and so forth, take better care of themselves for obvious reasons. So you get to game the system. So that's one way to create a guaranteed tax-free lifetime income, tax-free forever. Hit it, fellas. Okay, Jan asks, I'm thinking of putting my IRA money into a couple index funds and save the 1% fee I'm paying to my broker at Schwab. Do you think that's a smart move? Well, Schwab has in-house brokers, and I don't think that their in-house people charge a fee. I think your broker or financial planner uses the Schwab platform and charges you 1% for their advice in helping you to manage the money. Now, that's a reasonable question. You can certainly fire your financial planner, go straight to Schwab. Schwab's got some index funds that are, I think, almost free. So clearly, if you're just an index fund buyer, you don't need financial planning. You don't need tax planning. You don't need asset location planning. You don't need the types of services that a real financial planner helps you with. Withdrawal strategies, long-term health care, insurance. Then sure, go do that. I think that the stats, however, prove that most people do significantly better. And there have been studies on this, by the way. I'm not making this up. When there's an advisor in the mix, even if they charge a fee. I've done whole programs on advisor alpha, as we call it. So if you've got a good advisor, even if you go to Schwab and buy their index funds, you may still be better off paying that individual to buy them for you because you're likely to earn in excess of the 1% a good advisor charges you. On the other side of that coin, if they're not a good advisor, then you're wasting your money. Edward, I'll be retiring within the next year. How should I allocate my money in advance of retirement? Well, I kind of just went through something like that, didn't I, Edward? And a lot of it is going to depend on you. For example, how old are you going to be? Are you going to be Social Security age? Got a decision to make. Do you take your Social Security right when you retire, or do you postpone? A lot of that depends on life expectancy, depends on assets. If you have post-tax money in the bank or equity in your home, do you use up that money while you do Roth conversions so that you have a bunch of tax-free money that you can have to blend your tax rate down? Remember, if you're going to retire for 30 years, the taxes you may have to pay when required minimum distributions kick in may be pretty excessive. So I need to know about that. In terms of allocation, again, for me, and this is strictly for me, I want to have some bond alternatives. I want to have some stock alternatives. I want to have a stock portfolio that includes some of the dogs of the past decade, emerging markets and international come to mind. And then I want to have a withdrawal strategy that gives me a high likelihood of survival, recognizing that my survival will not have to follow a traditional 4% rule, because while inflation will erode my purchasing power, my spending will decline at a faster clip than healthcare costs are going up. And everything I just said, people learn from this hour of Money Power, and that's why we're here. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com or simply call me at 729-7469. That's 844 in the prefix. Now go out and make it a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
Ooh, ooh. You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.